have to do is take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number at 855-453, and it is the live Thanksgiving Day edition, or Thanksgiving night, I suppose, at this point, at least on the East Coast. It's probably still the daytime on the West Coast. But we're here to take your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. You can take control of these airwaves. It is a holiday edition of the show. That means really nothing's different. Weren't we supposed to have an interview, Mark? What happened with that?
That'll be tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. Okay, so we got someone from antiwar.com.
Yeah, just to kind of explain the what's going on in the Gaza-Israel situation. I don't have a clear picture, and I think a lot of people need to find out, because frankly, what's going on CNN and these major news channels is, oh, those crazy Gazans are shooting rockets again. Mm-hmm. I guess Israel's going to have to go in and kick the crap out of them. I mean, like, they're not giving any kind of relevance, to what occurred.
So who will we be talking to tomorrow?
Whoever anti-war sends our way.
Okay, great. Well, those guys know their stuff when it comes to those issues around the world. I'm grateful for them because I certainly don't. I don't claim to know much at all about any of those conflicts.
It's incredibly difficult. I mean, each one of these regional areas, I mean, even if you know, even if you understand the history of sort of one country, some countries are so big, they've got different regional areas. It's hard enough to be sort of up to date on domestic issues here in the United States, let alone foreign policy things. I mean, basically, I just, the only foreign policy thought I have is it's bad to kill people.
So, of course, it is Thanksgiving night, and that usually means, with Free Talk Live, that there's one story we'll always cover, and I don't know, we started doing it a long time ago and have kind of done it ever since.
People want to hear it. It's years since the last time we talked about it,
Right. Well, it's one of those things where it's like we've done this show for an entire decade now. November 3rd was our 10th full year doing Free Talk Live. So we've done this for over a decade at this point. And for you and I, Mark, we've talked about this plenty of times. But there are always new people tuning into Free Talk Live, people listening this year that have never listened before. So we must continue on. I feel like we have to continue on. And
I think it's really worth talking about.
Yeah, keep sure. Telling this this story, because it's a great story. It's the supposedly the real story of Thanksgiving. It is not the one that they will tell you about in government school classroom.
They've attempted to do some debunking of the story, and then there's debunkings of the debunkings. So from what I've been able to read, this story is the accurate one, is relatively accurate.
Let's start with it. Let's just kick off the show.
It also has citations too, which I find very comforting.
Let's kick the show off with this, and then on the way, of course, we'll talk about whatever you want. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving related, although there is other interesting news, some of it of controversial nature that we could discuss regarding Thanksgiving, and specifically a song, a Thanksgiving song that is hitting it big across the internet as we speak. We can tell you more about that.
All right.
And there's some controversy involved in that as well. But we'll get to that. We've got plenty of time here for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. The Great Thanksgiving Hoax.
It does bear to mentioning that we are completely live here on a Thanksgiving evening.
If I didn't make that clear, yes. This is not a pre-recorded episode, unless it's pre-recorded whenever you hear Free Talk.
Right.
Some of our radio stations delay broadcast the show. But we are here on Thanksgiving night performing this live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time.
Right. You did mention it. I just want to make sure people are clear.
Yes, we will mention that throughout the show here tonight. And thank you. We'll give thanks as well throughout the program tonight. And thanks first to our board operator, Kyle, who came in at the Genesis Communications Network.
Thanks, Kyle.
On Thanksgiving Day, which a lot of people don't want to work on Thanksgiving Day to run our board and answer your phone calls. So much appreciated. 855-450-FREE. Let's jump into it, though. Richard Maybury writes over at lourockwell.com. Each year at this time, school children all over America are taught the official Thanksgiving story, and newspapers, radio, TV, and magazines devote vast amounts of time and space to it. It's all very colorful and fascinating. It's also very deceiving. This official story is nothing like what really happened. It's a fairy tale, a whitewashed and sanitized collection of half-truths which divert attention away from Thanksgiving's real meaning. The official story has the pilgrims boarding the Mayflower, coming to America, and establishing the Plymouth colony in the winter of 1620 to 21. The first winter is hard, and half the colonists die, but the survivors are hardworking and tenacious, and they learn new farming techniques from the Indians. The harvest of 1621 is bountiful. The pilgrims hold a celebration and give thanks to God. They're grateful for their wonderful, new, abundant land that he has given them. The official story has the pilgrims living more or less happily ever after, each year repeating the first Thanksgiving. Other early colonies have hard times at first, but they soon prosper and adopt the annual tradition of giving thanks for this prosperous new land called America. And, you know, if that were the story, it's not a bad story. I mean,
it certainly seems believable, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, hey, we made friends with the Indians. They taught us things, and we had a party, and now we do it every year.
Thank goodness for Squanto and throwing fish inside of a, with the kernels of corn to make
and
them grow.
And that funny colored corn. What do you call that stuff? Clown corn?
Indian corn.
Oh, okay.
It's nice.
But that's not the real story, and that's the problem. The problem, according to Maybury, is that the harvest of 1621 was not bountiful, and nor were the colonists hardworking or tenacious at that time. 1621 was a famine year, and many of the colonists were lazy thieves. And we'll tell you why here. In his History of Plymouth Plantation, the governor of the colony at the time, William Bradford, reported that the colonists went hungry for years because they refused to work in the fields. They preferred instead to steal food. He said the colony was riddled with corruption and with confusion and discontent, that the crops were small because much was stolen both by night and day before it became scarce eatable. In the harvest feasts of 1621 and 22, all had their hungry bellies filled, but only briefly. The prevailing condition during those years was not the abundance the official story claims. It was famine and death.
Yeah, I think it's not as much an official story as it's just kind of like what we learned in school.
That's the official story. It's coming from the government mouthpiece.
I got you, but I mean, you know, can you see why you wouldn't spend a lot of time talking to kids about famine and death? I certainly didn't hear. Even the official story says that half the, according to this, that half of the pilgrims died.
Yeah.
But I don't recall that part at all. What I recall is Indians and turkeys, and you got to trace around your hand and make the turkey.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And
one now, yeah.
You know that kind of thing.
And Squanto.
Yeah, Squanto.
I remember Squanto's name.
Yeah.
So, but they're leaving out some really important information, and that's what the relevance of all this is. We'll tell you about that as we go along here. So he's talking about how there's a lot of famine and death in 1621 and 22. The first Thanksgiving was not so much a celebration as it was the last meal of condemned men. But in subsequent years, something changed. The harvest of 1623 was different suddenly. Quote, instead of famine, now God gave them plenty, wrote Bradford. He also wrote, and the face of things was changed to the rejoicing of the hearts of many, for which they blessed God. Thereafter, he wrote, any general want or famine hath not been amongst them since to this day. In fact, in 1624, so much food was produced, the colonists were able to begin exporting their corn. What was it that changed?
God. You heard him.
He all of a sudden started to grant them love and
suddenly God didn't want them to starve anymore.
No, that wasn't it. After the poor harvest of 1622, Bradford wrote that they began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could and obtain a better crop. They began to question their form of economic organization. This had required that all profits, the failing version, the one that led to famine, had required that all profits and benefit that are got by trade, working, fishing, or any other means were to be placed in the common stock of the colony, and that all such persons as are of this colony are to have their meat, drink, apparel, and all provisions out of the common stock.
Sounds like the military, you know, you go to the quartermasters, you get your uniform, you go to the mess hall, you get your food, you take as much as you want, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the difference there is with the military, the taxpayers put in the bill for all the stuff, so there's
right.
No shortage of food or anything like that with the military. Here, it was each individual was basically, hey, whatever you do for a living, you got to throw all the profits and the goods and everything in this central pot, and then we'll distribute it out to everyone. And that didn't work. We'll get back more into that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, live Thanksgiving show.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the
volunteers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Turkey Day edition of the show. We're here. Gobble, gobble. That's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
And you can bring up anything that you want, of course, 855-450-FREE. We have eaten our respective Thanksgiving dinners, and mine was one of the Free Stater Thanksgivings, for lack of a better term. Of course, Mark, you and I are both here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people that think like you do. And that's why we made the move here. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more and get signed up for the Free State Project. Join over 13,000 people. I counted, I think it was last night, or maybe it was the night before. Anyway, very recently I did the division necessary and determined that we were at that time 21 signers away from reaching two-thirds of our goal. We want to reach 20,000 people, 20,000 liberty-loving people who understand what freedom means, who want to make the move and get active for liberty. We've got over 13,000 thus far. We're inching up closer and closer to the two-thirds mark, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
So there are a lot of people involved already. We've already got over 1,100 people in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Those are considered, as you and I are, Mark, early movers. So this project is just barely getting off the ground, and already we're having an impact. There are a lot of good things happening here. People are getting elected. There's been an amazing civil disobedience movement. We've got incredible media that's being produced all across New Hampshire, and it's an activist movement unlike anything else that exists. So you owe it to yourself if you love liberty to check it out, freestateproject.org. And what we're doing here is concentrating activists, concentrating people in the same area to be more effective. It works. So once again, freestateproject.org. But what I was saying is I went to kind of a Free State Project participants Thanksgiving, meaning that, you know, people that move here, maybe they can't afford to go home to where some of their family lives. Maybe not all their family traveled with them up here, for instance. So it's nice to have people within the liberty movement
surrogate family to have Thanksgiving with.
Yeah, who are having their own Thanksgiving gathering. People bring stuff to it and enjoy each other's company, and that's what happened here in Keene. They were happening across the state. I know that our PR lady was at one of them in a different part of the state, and so they're happening all over the place because, again, it gives people a community. The liberty community is a real community up here. There are people that that are you know, developing lifelong friendships, and some people getting together and, you know, having kids and doing all that stuff too. So it's a good community, and it's a great bunch of folks, and it only gets better as more people come here and add to it. So that's where I was this afternoon. I know you were with some other friends from local.
That's right. The Free State Project, you know, are full of different types of people, and you know, some are choosing to, you know, sort of stay and you know, do Thanksgiving with other Free Staters. Others are integrating all the time, and we, you know, we're having Thanksgiving with locals.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome. You know, I really enjoy going to these folks' house. We've done it many years.
Anyone talk about secession?
We didn't talk about secession, but we probably talked about just about everything else.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's good.
They know where I'm coming from, and they're, you know, kind.
That's good. All right, so we're back to the Thanksgiving story here. According to Richard Mayberry over at LewRockwell.com, the real Thanksgiving story, it's not the one they tell you in school where the colonists came and died and then had these wonderful, bountiful harvests because thanks to the Indians that helped them, and then they had Thanksgiving from then on out.
Mm-hmm.
The part they don't tell you about is that the reason why the harvest went from really terrible to really great was that they changed their method of economic organization. This is the most important part of the story that is conveniently left out from the governmental retellings of it because, well, it doesn't put the government in a real good light. It doesn't put certain economic systems that the government tends to lean toward or rely on in a very good light. And what they were doing was they basically had a communal system where everybody who...
Communism.
Yeah. Everybody who was working on whatever task would have to put whatever it is that they earned, and they would have to put their products and everything that they've created into the central pot, basically, the central housing. And they were then doled out to everybody equally. You know, very similar to what Karl Marx used to say, right? From each according to his ability to each according to their need.
Yeah.
And it sounds great in theory. I mean, for a lot of people, communism sounds like utopia.
Well, until you've lived in the real world for even a little while, I mean, when you see these things, and you can, even if you're in a large sort of work area, you can see often that one person will work very hard at a particular area and they'll do very well, but you know, no one really notices it because they're working in sort of a group way. Then, you know, why would it be that that person, if that one person works hard and the other people kind of slough off, because it's easy to slough off?
Because you get the same amount of stuff whether you're a slacker or you're a hard worker. And so that discourages people from giving it their all. And in fact, it encourages the reverse. Not only are people being people being shiftless and lazy, but they were doing worse than that. They were stealing.
Well, they weren't stealing. I mean, they're going to get the food that's out there.
Well, no, they were stealing some of the food, and they
right.
were stealing.
Well, whose
stuff.
Food is it?
I get what you're saying.
To anyone,
but well, it, I mean, at some point it belonged to the person who brought it there, right? And presumably it still does. They've just been forced by the government to bring their food to this central storing house.
All right, you can call it stealing if you want.
But my point is that the people stealing is worse than the people that do nothing, right? Because then they're taking away from the common stock. So, but that's what happens, is people are disincentivized to be honorable, they're disincentivized to be hardworking, and are incentivized to be slackers and dishonorable. That's what communism in this economic organization system we're talking about, socialism, does. And that's what is pointed out here in the Maybury piece. He says that the pilgrims were starving in 1622 and 1621 because of this early form of socialism. Bradford writes that, quote, young men that are most able and fit for labor and service complained about being forced to spend their time and strength to work for other men's wives and children. Also, the strong or man of parts had no more in division of victuals and clothes than he that was weak. So the young and strong refused to work, and the total amount of food produced was never adequate. So it didn't even matter to these folks that other people were dying. All of these things that are supposed to motivate
you. Well, why would
you?
If think for a second here. If you work hard and you make some food for yourself, you're going to have all that food. If you work hard and you have to split that food among 50 people, then all your hard work you only get 1/50th of.
Yeah.
People won't work that hard for 1/50th.
No, but the utopian vision of communism suggests that everyone will have their hearts swelled with the strength of the community and their brothers.
Well, all that is hubris. It's the hubris of the central planner. The central planner believes that they can control people like their livestock, and that you know that they'll operate and work the way that they think they will, and they're just wrong.
People respond to incentives, and it's not that folks don't care about the people around them. It's just that usually they want to take care of themselves first, and this makes sense. You can't help someone else unless you're able to help yourself. You know, otherwise, you don't have anything of value. There's nothing that you can create of value if you haven't even been able to take care of yourself first. So you take care of yourself, then you've got a surplus on top of that. It's much easier to give to charity and help others. But let's talk more about how they changed their system here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
When natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're doing a live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. And, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, though we are talking to start the show out tonight about kind of the traditional topic at this point for Free Talk Live on Thanksgiving, the Great Thanksgiving Hoax, as it is titled over at LouRockwell.com by Richard J. Mabry, where he reveals the rest of the story, so to speak, regarding Thanksgiving. The part of the story that you're not told in government school.
Good day.
Yeah, there were people that had a tough time for a few years, and the things did get better. That much is true. But the reason why isn't because they learned good farming techniques. It's because of their mode of economic organization. They switched from a socialist or communist system to one in which people got to actually keep the things that they were earning out there. And by the way, Michelle is joining us tonight. Good evening, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you
happy
here.
Happy Thanksgiving, or as we said today in my house, happy celebration of the Indians not being slaughtered that year.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, that, well, less slaughter is certainly a good thing. But in this case, are you familiar with this story that we're talking about here? With this,
with
how they changed their economic organization in the original colonies, 1621, 1622?
I am familiar with that. And also the Indian, or Native American, Sisquanto or something or another like that, who proposed more of a free market trading.
Was it his proposal?
Supposedly.
That's interesting, because I didn't know that part of the story. In this case, that also wouldn't surprise me, because it was there. Originally, it was the colonists' idea to have this communist system, and it failed, and people died, and, you know, they died of starvation, and people were stealing from one another. And
well, I'm not sure it's the colonists' idea, necessarily. Probably the company, the Massachusetts Bay Company.
Oh, really?
Company that would have set this up initially. These people were essentially, you know, property of this company initially.
So, like indentured servants?
Pretty close.
According to the governor of the colony, William Bradford, he said that young men, he basically said that young men and strong men were not working because they didn't want to work for other men's wives and children, and the strong man was not getting any more for his hard work than the weak man was, and so he was just not willing to do any of the work.
And they were starving to death. I mean, like, everybody was starving to death in this situation.
So therefore, the food that was produced was never adequate for the colony. To rectify the situation in 1623, Bradford abolished socialism. He gave each household a parcel of land and told them they could keep what they produced or trade it away as they saw fit. In other words, he replaced socialism with a free market, and that was the end of famines.
Okay, but wait a second. William Bradford gave plots of land to people.
I guess. He gave them control over.
Isn't that nice that the governor of the area could give away land that didn't belong to him?
Well, I get where you're coming from, but unfortunately, the government does own the land because they control the land. I mean,
are you talking about with the Native Americans? Is that
okay?
Well, so it's difficult to really quantify. If you've taken a listen to Conceived in Liberty by, or I listened to it, you could read it also, by Murray Rothbard, you know, sort of the understanding of property by Native Americans at the time. There was a lot of land, and essentially what they used land for was to put buffers between other tribes and themselves. They didn't really necessarily use it, you know, hunting, things like that. So they didn't really care whether or not. And this is why they were willing to sell the island of Manhattan for some beads, $29 worth of beads, right?
Right.
Sure, pal. Give me $29 worth of beads. Mm-hmm. You can stay here. And so, you know, they didn't, as far as homesteading, they weren't necessarily homesteading the land either.
Right. I like what William Penn did, though, with the Native Americans up in what is now known as Pennsylvania, which means Penn's Woods.
Mm-hmm.
His father was owed a debt by the king of England.
That's right.
And was, in lieu of being paid back, was deeded all of that. William Penn was deeded all of that property. And so he went before the Native American Council up there and said, I've been given your land. So I'd like to compensate you. And so he paid them for that land and created a commerce and trade with these people where there is, had otherwise been hostility.
I think there was one instance of a Quaker being killed by an Indian in U.S. history, and they were confused. He was carrying a gun. Quakers hunted, and they were confused. So they were at war with the white guys. But generally, Quakers were left alone as a result of you know, their behavior towards Indians.
Right.
So Bradford, again, allowed people to have their property, allowed them to make their own, you know, decisions about how to run it, about what to produce upon it, and how to distribute and or keep or save or sell the stuff that they got from their property, the stuff that they worked for. So it gave them ownership over the things that they should have owned from the beginning. And
the fruit of their labor.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yep. And that solved the problem. Many early groups of colonists set up socialist states and all had the same terrible results. At Jamestown, established in 1607, out of every shipload of settlers that arrived, less than half would survive their first 12 months in America. Most of the work was being done by only one-fifth of the men. The other four-fifths chose to be parasites. In the winter of 1609 to 1610, called the starving time, the population fell from 500 to 60. Then the Jamestown colony was converted to a free market, and the results were every bit as dramatic as those in Plymouth. In 1614, Colony Secretary Ralph Hamer wrote that after the switch there was, quote, plenty of food, which every man by his own industry may easily and doth procure. He also said that when the socialist system had prevailed, that we reaped not so much corn from the labors of 30 men as 3 men have done for themselves now.
Wow.
Before these free markets were established, the colonists had nothing for which to be thankful. They were in the same situation as Ethiopians are today, and for the same reason. But after free markets were established, the resulting abundance was so dramatic that the annual Thanksgiving celebrations became common throughout the colonies, and in 1863, Thanksgiving became a national holiday. Thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is that socialism does not work. The one and only source of abundance is free markets. And we thank God that we live in a country where we can have them, except we don't. Because we don't have a free market in the United States, and we're not even close to a free market. But But in comparison to some other places, it's not as bad.
Yeah, I'd say that's closer than a lot of places.
Isn't it interesting, though, that there is a whole pardoning of the turkey?
That's a really kind of disturbing thing, right? Like, it's this. There's all this news about
the friggin' turkey that gets pardoned, but someone who has not, who, you know, Julian Heichlin, who could otherwise be pardoned and not have to go to jail if he were to come back for his jury nullification and you know.
Right, he's an older gentleman who got arrested a number of times for doing jury nullification outreach.
Or Mark Emery.
And then left the country. Yeah, Mark Emery sitting Bradley in jail Manning. For selling seeds.
Bradley Manning, exactly.
Mark Emery. And there's a bunch of people in jail like Mark Emery. I mean, Mark Emery's just the most notable, but there are countless innocent, peaceful drug users and dealers that are in jail that have never harmed anyone else.
But instead we're going to have a big to-do with you know, people coming out and wearing T-shirts that say, you know, pardon the turkey.
It's interesting about pardoning the turkey, and I'll bet you that was the president that pardons the turkey, is that
correct?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll bet you he eats turkey today.
So just not that turkey.
Right. It's not that turkey. And I mean, it's
it's ridiculous, the whole thing.
And how can you pardoning something that is, you know, you interrupt me, or you, I don't understand you, I say, I beg your pardon, or pardon me, or excuse me, or, you know, you're making a request to be, to have grace extended to you for whatever it is. And everything from a social etiquette thing, you know, you just farted, to, but that's an F word. Mm. I could say that one.
Yes.
To, you know, you bump into someone, to something that's an actual crime.
Guilt.
Yes, where there's guilt. What's the turkey guilty of? Gobbling?
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, the turkey's not guilty, so to receive a pardon seems kind of strange. And it does kind of show the power inherent in the office, in that, you know, somebody who has done nothing wrong can be pardoned. Somebody who's going to get executed for doing nothing wrong. Doesn't make any sense. It's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it? All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is the Turkey Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're here. You can call in, bring up anything that you want, your thoughts on socialism versus the free market, Thanksgiving, and there's much more to come here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime. time you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we're doing a live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show, as we do as often as possible. I don't remember the last time we didn't do it, actually. So we're here at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733, and join us.
Yeah, the only thing that will stop us is if we can't get a board operator.
Nope, yeah. But we did get one in, thanks to Kyle of RGCN. Yep, he's hooking us up here tonight, taking your phone calls, if you make them, at 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can bring up anything that you might like to share with us.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we've been talking about Thanksgiving here throughout the show thus far, though we have a full 2 hours to go. And we talked about the Thanksgiving story and what it really was all about and how the real story is, that you don't get in government school, is that the reason why the pilgrims, or the colonists rather, were able to have plenty is because they changed their method of economic organization. And it was suggested that it was actually Squanto who suggested it to him, which is interesting. I didn't know that part of the story. But they changed their economic mode of organization from socialism or communism to a free market situation, and that totally changed how things worked out. They had a surplus. They went from 30 men and their labor under the socialist system didn't do what 3 men did with their labor under the free market system, where each individual
10 times more effective.
Right, where each individual was able to actually decide for themselves what to make, what to do with it, how to, you know, keep it, sell it, give it away, or whatever it is that they wanted to do with the product of their labor. This is a huge point, and it's a shame that it has been erased from the official story of Thanksgiving.
Oh, and it's even, I think it was a New York Times writer tried to come and debunk this, and then the debunking of the debunking occurred. And so, I mean, there's some, it appears as though this story is darn close to what happened. I mean, there's citations in it. I mean, you can go back to the actual
journals from
the governors.
Yeah.
So it's their perception, whatever their perception is. You would think that their perception would be biased towards their own system, that they, you know, must have had some level of influence on. But instead, they decided that, you know, the free market, the personal ownership of a property was better. Both of them, quickly.
Let's go to the phones. Dave's on the line listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave. Dave in Montana.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Going once. Oh, wait, I didn't hit the air button for some reason. Sorry about that. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Viva Cannabis. Happy Thanksgiving to all you.
Hey, Dave. It's good to have you here, man.
Yo, Rocky.
What's going on out in Montana? Did you have some good dinner today?
Oh, yeah.
What are you thankful for, Dave?
Well, I'm thankful that people are trying to wake up to the destruction that this country, this government, doing to us. And what the hell are we doing? Well, in 140 countries, when there's only 180 in the whole world,
Yeah, it seems like the United States military is as any place it can be, right?
I'm happy that people are trying to wake up to that fact, and I see it around me. I see, you know, people are, but I don't think they're going to really. They don't want to wake up as long as their credit cards are working and everything. But let me just say this. I don't want to get into this. I called up to say I want to salute you guys, man. I've been listening to you guys for like 8 years now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Or something. Never a rebroadcast. Why? Free talk all the time, man. It's great. I salute you too. I don't think no other talk show could claim what you guys did to be live every day.
Hey, I don't think any other talk show would want to have to do the work that we do this.
And I just want to salute you two, man.
Well, thanks, Dave. I do appreciate that.
It's
and
great that you guys are there live every day. It's great.
Like, yep, you can count on it. Appreciate your call tonight. Enjoy out there. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE.
Michelle, all you have to do to get your call dropped when it comes to Ian is start being thankful and telling him how great he is and things like that. He just can't handle it.
I don't think that was it.
No, that's it.
I mean, how many?
I can handle it. I just, thanks. Let's move on.
At the very least, it's boring to him.
There's no point in reveling in that. Oh, yes, we're so great. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate. No, I mean, I appreciate the appreciation.
Wait, say that again. I am really enjoying your mimicry and everything this evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And let's see, there was one time when we didn't do a live show. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're busily setting up the studio. This was before we had a Sunday show. So we left Florida late Saturday night.
Yep, Saturday,
got up
the big
here.
Show.
Yep, took like 26 hours to drive up here and, tried our darndest to get everything all set up and working for Monday night. Just didn't end up panning out. So we missed that show. I think that was our refeed. And then there was maybe one other time, but pretty much we've gone straight through on a straight run, and there's been a couple of holidays a few years ago when we couldn't round up a board operator to come in. Like, mm-hmm. Normally I give them a bonus, because we don't pay our board operators directly. The Genesis Communications Network pays them, but if somebody's going to come in on a Thanksgiving or Christmas Day, I'm going to throw them a few extra bucks to show them appreciation for them bothering to do that. So there were a couple of holidays a while back, but it's been a while since we've missed a Christmas or Thanksgiving. I don't remember when it was.
I don't know how long it's been a Christmas or Thanksgiving. I think we missed a day when you were having your lack of sleep episode.
Yeah, when I went insane.
Yeah, when you went insane, yeah. And had to be taken to the hospital and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Wait, whoa. How come I haven't heard this?
Ian doesn't like to talk about this particular
episode. Hey, I thought I was going to the hospital this last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd lost my mind.
For what? Stress?
Yeah.
For me, it was staying up for days.
Well, that's the thing is I haven't been sleeping.
That'll do it.
Because, I'm so much. And lawsuits and the government. And, I've lost my privileges to drive in the state. And
really?
Yeah. And, bank accounts being, levied and closed. And, just life.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a lot of things. And not sleeping, and the pressure, and then, I'm a woman, so every 30 days I'm on this, cycle thing where my hormones kind of go crazy, and I'll own it, But it was just, a moment where I thought, if someone were to walk in, they would take me in a straitjacket.
Really?
It was ugly, yeah. I survived. I had a few friends. I like my friends, called Derek J.,
He's visiting, by the way, Derek.
He hopped on a bus and took a bus 12 hours to come take care of the show.
So maybe we'll get to hear from him later. I don't know where he is. I think he's hanging out with some of the activists here in town. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight, the Thanksgiving video. Thanksgiving music video. Remember Rebecca Black with the Friday video?
Friday.
Yeah, got to get down on Friday. That song.
It was really awful.
It hit it big, but it hit it big in a way that
should we be playing it, though, to talk about it if we're talking about it?
The Friday song? We don't really need to play that song.
It's so big, though, that Katy Perry did a not a parody of it, but she did her own version.
No.
Yes. It's Friday night. Yeah.
No. Last Friday night, I don't think that Katie was that. I don't
yes.
think that was.
No.
That
and
was
she
a riff
has,
on Rebecca Black, wasn't it?
Yes, and she has Rebecca Black in her video. Yeah, she's like, I got your back, girlfriend.
So that's one of the places we can go tonight because Cracked.com is saying the producer of that song, the Friday song, is evil. And apparently he has produced another song now, and it is called Thanksgiving. And we'll play that song for you. You'll be able to decide whether or not you think that the producer of the song is evil. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. Plus, a survey that has some shocking results here. Or maybe it'll be shocking to you. According to according to CBS Atlanta, sex means more to adults than having kids. When asked about what makes them happiest, a group of adults participating in a survey ranked sex at the top of the list, followed by drinking alcohol.
Then how come adults aren't having sex then if it's so important to them?
I imagine adults are having sex.
And kids grow up.
Just not married ones?
Okay, so if you have one kid, your adult life is going to be, say, 50 years. That kid is going to be a kid for 5, 6, 7 of those years. I mean, you know, I can see it's a small portion of your adult life, whereas hopefully you're having sex the whole time, or at least a good portion of it.
It barely even made it in the top five. It was we'll continue. Give you the top five things that adults say make them happiest in America. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, the Thanksgiving song. Is it exploitation? We'll explain here. You can take control. Hour 2's next.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a 3-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano Stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.